How warming your feet can improve sleep and digestion. A slender woman visited a traditional Chinese medicine clinic, reporting a complete loss of appetite and poor digestion. Despite the cold weather, she was wearing a short skirt without thermal tights. "I wear short skirts year-round," she said. "Long pants make me feel constricted and uncomfortable." Li Qiling, director of Aroma TCM Clinic in Taiwan, told the Epoch Times that exposure to cold in the lower body was an important factor contributing to the woman's digestive issues. According to TCM theory, exposure to cold during the winter months not only increases susceptibility to common colds but may also hinder the circulation of energy throughout the body, thereby affecting the function of the internal organs. Individual constitutions vary. Some people are more sensitive to cold, while others tend to feel overheated more easily. However, even those who are not particularly sensitive to cold may experience adverse effects on digestion, metabolism, and overall health over time if they do not stay adequately warm. The effect of cold on the feet. During winter, the feet are among the body's most vulnerable areas for cold exposure. Caring for your feet goes a long way toward protecting your overall health, Li said on the Health 1+1 program on NTD, a sister outlet of the Epoch Times. According to Meridian theory in TCM, the body's digestive energy, including that of the liver, gallbladder, spleen, and stomach, is connected to the feet. Wearing short skirts in winter or walking barefoot on cold tile floors may allow cold to enter the body and disrupt digestive function. On the soles of the feet lies an important acupoint known as Yong Quan, which belongs to the kidney meridian. In TCM theory, cold can enter the body through Yong Quan and travel upward along the meridians. Symptoms such as insomnia, menstrual cramps, frequent nighttime urination, weight gain, and low mood are often associated with prolonged exposure of the feet to cold. Practical ways to warm your feet before sleep. For people who frequently experience cold feet, Li recommends two simple methods to warm them before bedtime. Method 1. Soak your feet in warm water and wear socks. Soak your feet in warm water before going to bed. While they are still warm, put on a pair of socks and go to sleep. Method 2. Warm the bedding with a hairdryer. If soaking your feet isn't possible or seems too much of an effort, you can use a hair dryer to warm your bedding and your feet after getting into bed. If these approaches do not keep your feet warm, or if your feet remain so cold that you have difficulty falling asleep, the issue may be related to your body constitution. In such cases, consulting a qualified TCM practitioner is recommended. Research has shown that warming the feet can help improve sleep quality. A 2018 study found that wearing feet-warming bed socks at bedtime helped participants fall asleep approximately 7.5 minutes earlier on average. Additionally, total sleep duration increased by about 32 minutes, and nighttime awakenings were significantly reduced. TCM guidelines for foot soaking. According to TCM, soaking the feet before bedtime promotes better sleep and serves as an important practice for maintaining overall health. It is particularly beneficial for people who engage in prolonged mental work, experience menstrual pain, or frequently feel fatigued. A 2024 randomized controlled trial found that college students who soaked their feet for 15 minutes daily showed significant improvements in awareness of internal body sensations and subjective well-being. Li recommends the following guidelines for foot soaking. Water temperature. The ideal water temperature is between 104°F and 108°F. For older adults or those with sensitive skin, 104°F is preferable. Water level. The water should rise above the ankles and preferably reach the calves, covering the San Yin Jiao acupoint. San Yin Jiao is located approximately 4 finger widths above the inner ankle bone, in the depression just behind the tibia. It is the intersection of the spleen, liver, and kidney meridians. Duration. Soak for 10 to 30 minutes, until slight perspiration appears on the back or forehead. Avoid soaking to the point of heavy sweating, as this may lead to dehydration or palpitations. Mugwort, a commonly used Chinese medicinal herb, can help relieve cold hands and feet. Li recommends thoroughly washing the mugwort, boiling it in water, and using the decoction as a foot soak. Mugwort essential oil, however, generally produces limited effects, she noted. Warming essential oils of cinnamon, ginger, Sichuan pepper, or black pepper may also be used for foot soaking, ideally blended with true lavender. It is important to note that essential oils such as cinnamon can irritate the skin. In most cases, less than one drop is sufficient. A small amount of a warming essential oil may be pre-blended with true lavender to create a compound formula, for example, a 1-to-10 ratio of cinnamon to lavender. Essential oils are not water-soluble and will float on the surface if added directly to water, which may cause skin irritation or burns around the ankles. They should first be diluted in a dispersing agent, such as a surfactant, body wash, or carrier oil. For people who frequently experience cold hands and feet and poor circulation, referred to in TCM as a blood deficiency pattern, Li recommends adding a small amount of carbon dioxide extracted Dongguai to the essential oil blend to help promote circulation. However, its effects may be less pronounced than taking prescribed herbal medicine internally. Who should avoid foot soaking? While foot soaking offers various benefits, safety should always come first. People with the following conditions should exercise particular caution, and in some cases, may be advised to avoid foot soaking altogether. 1. Diabetes. Diabetes is often accompanied by peripheral neuropathy, which reduces sensitivity to temperature and increases the risk of burns. If people choose to soak their feet, a family member should help test the water temperature beforehand. 2. Severe varicose veins. Soaking the feet in warm water can further dilate blood vessels, potentially impairing blood flow back to the heart. 3. Lower extremity arterial occlusive disease. Hot water increases tissue metabolic activity. Compromised circulation may increase the risk of ischemic necrosis, particularly in those with lower extremity arterial occlusive disease. 4. Open wounds or acute foot infections. Foot soaking may aggravate wounds or infections and should therefore be avoided. In addition, people who have just eaten a large meal or had alcohol should also avoid foot soaking, as vasodilation may reduce blood flow to the digestive system, potentially leading to gastrointestinal discomfort or dizziness. The importance of keeping the whole body warm. In addition to keeping the feet warm, Li emphasized the importance of protecting the entire body from cold exposure during the winter months. She recalled attending a painting class and walking from the parking lot to the classroom without wearing a coat. By the time she returned home, she was shivering, experiencing chest discomfort, and had numbness and soreness in her hands. In TCM theory, such symptoms are considered signs of cold invading the heart meridian. Some people believe that maintaining good nutrition or regularly taking tonic supplements is enough to protect against the cold. However, some people take excessive tonics, which in TCM theory may cause the pores to remain overly open. As a result, even brief exposure to cold weather can allow cold to penetrate the body, potentially causing harm, Li said. People more vulnerable to cold. Postpartum women, older adults, and young children tend to have weaker constitutions, making adequate warmth even more important, Li noted. After giving birth, she developed a blocked milk duct and followed a nurse's advice to apply ice packs for relief. Shortly afterward, she began experiencing headaches and digestive discomfort. According to TCM theory, the symptoms were related to the meridian pathways, the liver and stomach meridians pass through the breast area. Cold affecting the stomach meridian may impair digestion, while cold affecting the liver meridian, which extends upward to the head, may lead to headaches. In TCM, childbirth is believed to leave the skin and subcutaneous tissues more open, making the body more susceptible to cold invasion, Li said. Therefore, whether in winter or summer, special care should be taken to avoid exposure to cold drafts. Foods that may worsen cold sensitivity. In addition to keeping warm, people who are particularly sensitive to cold should also pay attention to their diet. In TCM, certain foods are classified as cold in nature and may aggravate cold sensitivity when eaten in excess. Common cold-natured foods include oranges, white radish, tomatoes, and Chinese cabbage. Raw vegetable salads are also considered cooling and may not be ideal for those who frequently experience cold hands and feet. Excessive intake of cold-natured foods may lead to a persistent sensation of coldness in the lower abdomen. In women, it may also be associated with increased vaginal discharge.